Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. Last time, we continued our series of interviews conducted at the 40th Annual Printers Row Lit Fest in Chicago, where we had the chance to meet up with several of our fantastic authors. In our last episode, we spoke with Kathy Jean Maloney, author of the award-winning Olmsted's Riverside, Stewardship Meets Innovation in a Landmark Village. This week, we're talking with Andrea Federici Ross, author of two SIU Press titles, Edith, the Rogue Rockefeller McCormick, published in 2020, and Sisters of Influence, a biography of Zena, Amy, and Rose Fay, which releases next week on October 14th. This is how author Andrea Federici Ross described her Printers Row experience so far.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's so nice to see all of these people so enthusiastic about books.
Yes.
It does seem, though, that like every other person is an author.
Pretty much.
A little bit of that.
How would she pitch the two books she's published with SIU Press in her own words?
Yeah, so my first book is Edith the Rogue Rockefeller McCormick, and just tells the story of this really fascinating person who, she was the daughter of John D. Rockefeller, and she married Harold McCormick, who was the son of Cyrus McCormick, the Reaper King. So it was said that when she married, at the time of her wedding, she became the richest woman in the United States. And at the time of her death, she was essentially penniless. So a lot happened in between. It was just a really amazing life. So it was fun to write about it and to try to present it in a way that was even-handed and wasn't just focused on the many, many scandals in her life. Because she did a lot for the city of Chicago, including starting Brookfield Zoo and a resident opera company here. So she did a lot. And then my next book, which is out next month in October, is called Sisters of Influence. It's a triple biography of three sisters, Zena, Amy, and Rose Fay, and concerns a lot of things here in Chicago, including the founding of the Anti-Cruelty Society, which Rose Fay Thomas headed, and then she was married to Theodore Thomas, who was the first conductor of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And the Fay family was very involved with the founding of the Chicago Symphony and also the building of Orchestra Hall. So there's a lot of good Chicago things in this. And I'm really excited to have this come out and see how people react to it.
What inspired her to write Sisters of Influence?
So I've been involved in dog rescue for many years, and I heard about Rose Fay Thomas because of her work with the Anti-Cruelty Society. And then when I discovered that she was married to Theodore Thomas, that was interesting to me because I used to work for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and it just seemed like this was a woman who had a lot of the same interests I did. So I started out writing about Rose, but then soon found out that she had these other really interesting sisters. One sister, Amy, was a professional pianist who studied under Franz Liszt. And this was, mid-1800s when women didn't do such things. And then another sister, Zena, was a prominent women's reformer in the field of cooperative housekeeping, which sounds like a great idea to me. But they were just women who in the late 1800s were trying to stretch the boundaries of what was acceptable for women to do and what was unacceptable for women to do. But they were trying to do it, most of them, in kind of with a smile on their face and in ways that wouldn't antagonize, which is a tricky thing to do.
What was the process like for writing a triple biography?
It turned into a bit of a beast because I really intended to just write about Rose. And I did. I wrote a manuscript that was entirely about Rose, or I thought it was. And when I handed it to Sylvia, my wonderful acquisitions editor, at page 100, she's like, "Well, where is Rose? This is all about her sisters." And I realized she was right because Rose was one of the youngest of seven siblings. And her older siblings were doing all these fascinating things long before Rose got started. So I said, you're right. Let me redo this. So I redid it as a family biography of all seven family members, which was kind of a feat of gymnastics to try and weave these stories together in a coherent way. And I sent that one back, and the feedback then from the peer reviewers was that it's too much. It's, you know, it's too convoluted. So then I eventually focused just on the three main sisters and made it. It's truly three biographies in one. It has five sections. One is about their childhood, and then each sister gets their own section, and then at the end they all come back together again late in their lives. So in the end, I think it is the book it was supposed to be. I just didn't know it when I started. And it's just kind of a matter of following the process and seeing where it takes you. You know, it's not easy. It wasn't always fun, but I'm happy with the end product.
Sisters of Influence, a biography of Zena, Amy, and Rose Faye, releases next week on October 14th. And you can buy your own copies of this book and Edith, the Rogue Rockefeller McCormick, from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear more from our interview with author Andrea Friederici Ross. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.